Well, how do, folks? Here it is, jumping right up towards the end of another week. We've certainly enjoyed our daily visits with you folks out along the Lucky U line, and we're looking forward to many, many more. Our Christmas party is humming right along. We're beginning to receive toys from you listeners, and that's going to make some youngsters awfully happy. But enough of this conversation. We want to tell you musically about the roughest, toughest, wildest, orneriest, the all-around most no-goodest hunk of horseflesh that a man ever tried to break. Old Skyball Pate!
Old Skyball Pate was a devil saint, his eyes were a fiery red. Good men have tried this horse to ride, and all of them are dead. Now I won't brag, but I rode this nag till his blood began to boil. Then I hit the ground and ate 3 pounds of good old western soil.
Singing hi-ho, whoopee-di-ho, ride him high and down he goes. Sons of the western soil, sons of the western soil.
I swore by heck I'd break his neck for the jolt he gave my pride. So I threw my noose on that old cayuse and once more took a ride. He turned around and soon I found his head where his tail should be. So it says I, perhaps he's shy or he just don't care for me.
Singing hi-ho, whoop-a-di-ho, riding high and down he goes. Sons of the western soil, sons of the western soil.
In town one day I chanced to stray upon old Sheriff Jim. For a hoop and a holler and a counterfeit dollar I sold that mag to him. But when he plants the seat of his pants in Skyball's leather chair, I'll bet 4 bits when Skyball quits that Jim just won't be there.
Singing hi-ho, whoop-a-di-ho, ride him high and down he goes. Sons of the western soil, sons of the western soil, sons of the western soil.
Yes, sir, old Skyball Pate was a rough, tough bronc, believe you me.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, Lloyd. Lloyd. Old Lloyd.
Well, why wouldn't you, Shug?
Because I broke more rough horses in my day than you can shake a stick at.
Well, tell us about them, Shug.
Do you mean it?
Sure, go ahead. We got plenty of time.
Well, looks like you're kind of beginning to figure out who's who on the Lucky U. Why, I remember the time when I threw a rope on a killer horse, slapped a saddle on him quicker than you could say, Peter Piper picked a peck of planter's peanuts.
Well, Shug, if it wasn't any quicker than that, that horse probably died of old age before you got the saddle on him.
Now, don't try to change the subject.
No, I wouldn't do that.
So I slapped the saddle on that killer. Mm-hmm. I threw a halter on him. Then he started.
Yeah.
First he sun-faced.
Yeah.
Then he come down stiff-legged. Brother, he hit the ground hard enough to throw an ordinary man 40 feet.
But you were still there.
Was I there? I was there even when he bucked from one end of the corral to the other.
Shug. Shug, do you mean to stand there and tell me that you were still on the back of that killer horse after all that?
Ooh, and a cat hair said anything about being on his back. I was sitting on the corral fence.
Shug, get out of here. Go back to the cook shack, for goodness sake.
So I'm a-going. I know when I'm not wanted.
Say, Shug. Shug, can I ask you a favor before you go?
Why, sure, George. Old George. What do you need, bud?
Well, I wondered if you'd mind making a tossed salad for lunch.
A tossed salad?
Why, yes, it's made with greens, you know. You take the greens.
Oh, yeah. I'll just toss in a few alfalfa greens. How's that?
Well, Shug, I don't believe alfalfa would improve the flavor of a green salad, but here's an idea that really will. And while I'm telling you, Shug, I think I'll tell our listeners out there, too. Next time any of you folks along our Lucky U network plan to serve a green salad or any kind of a salad, just you try making your favorite dressing with Planter's peanut oil. You see, friends, there just isn't any kind of cooking or salad oil any purer or milder than the oil Planters makes from fine, selected peanuts. Of course, Planters peanut oil doesn't taste like peanuts at all. It has absolutely no flavor of its own. But it gives your oil and French dressings, all kinds of salad dressings, real flavor magic. And that's why so many famous chefs prefer Planters peanut oil to expensive imported oils. And remember, you can use Planters peanut oil for every cooking purpose. As a fine, rich, liquid shortening, and for both pan or deep fat frying. So remember, to make good foods taste better, and for economy, buy one instead of three. All-purpose Planters peanut oil. Planters is the word for peanuts, peanut butter, and peanut oil.
Famous Farr Brothers firing up a little bit of the faraway blues on his new electric guitar. That man sure picks a mean string, don't he?
He sure does that, Lloyd. Say, Lloyd, are you going to give today's gold deed to that veteran of World War I?
Yes, Ken, at least that's the one we decided on this morning.
Well, I'm sure glad, Lloyd, because it was only a short 10 years ago today when we weren't able to give anybody anything. We were on the receiving end, remember?
Yes, Ken, I sure do remember. December 7th, 1941. Pearl Harbor. Those were rough days, Kenny.
They sure were. And days none of us should ever let happen again.
You're so right. And, you know, if everyone realizes that and does something about it, it won't happen again.
That's right.
I'd like to read this letter about a veteran of another war, which was also fought to end all wars. The letter says, in part, during World War I, a soldier who was fighting for his country lost his wife and two children in the 1918 flu epidemic. When he returned to the United States after the war was over, he spent 9 years in a government hospital recuperating from wounds, but was finally discharged from this hospital strong enough to do his work, although he had 75% disability. After he returned to his farm, he married a woman who had a son by a previous marriage who he adopted. He also adopted a small boy who had come to the farm asking if he might stay with him for a while. A few years later, he and his wife completed their family by adopting twin girls, and he dedicated his life to giving those children a home. Whenever anyone in our neighborhood needs help, they always go to him because they know that they won't be turned down. He's 63 years old now, but is still helping others at every opportunity. I'm writing about Mr. T.A. Brumbelow, known as Uncle Tom to all his friends. He lives at 1245 West Davidson, San Bernardino, California. And I hope that you will feel, as I do, that he is deserving of an acre of your Lucky You Ranch. The reason I know so much about Uncle Tom is because I'm one of the adopted twins. The letter is signed, Sincerely, Your Friend, Mrs. R.F. Halstead.
Yes, Lloyd, that veteran is more than deserving of our gold deed to an acre of our Lucky You. He's the kind of person we'd all be proud to call neighbor. We'd also like to send along a Sons of the Pioneers song salute, not only to you, Mr. Brumbelow, but to all the men and women who have fought and those who are still fighting to preserve our country's freedom.
Sail on, sail on, O ship of state. Sail on, O Union, strong and great. We know what master laid thy keel, what workman wrought thy ribs of steel.
America, forever, this be our challenge and our prayer, and she will always answer the call of freedom everywhere. Challenge and our prayer, and she will always answer the call of freedom everywhere.
With God in heaven to guide us, we shall not perish from the earth,
and there shall be a free America forever. And
folks, to my way of thinking, that's a great song written by Tim Spencer. Say, fellas, look who's coming down the path. It's Dink Swink from down at the crossroads.
Hey, yeah. Look, he's carrying a whole armload of packages, too.
Yeah, yes. Hey, how are you, Dink?
I feel swell. How are you, Fred?
Fine, Dink, but my name's Lloyd.
Oh, pardon me. Proud to meet up with you. I'm Dink.
Nice to see you again there, Dink.
Yeah, you remember Sugar here.
Never use this stuff. Always drank mine black.
What are you carrying in your packages there, Dink? What is it?
You mean this here?
Yeah.
Well, some folks dropped by the store and said they'd heard you pioneer fellers was a planning Christmas party. Is that true?
Yeah, that's right, Dink.
Well, they had these here toys they was going to bring out for some of them young'uns you was fixing to have over on Christmas, so I just went to work and told them I'd fetch them over for them.
Well, thank you a lot, Dick. We can use all the toys that we can get because we're going to have a real big Christmas for those kids who otherwise might not have one.
Jeans, that's the way I had her figured.
Well, but, Dick, just in case anybody else asks about sending along a toy or two, just tell them to mail them in to the Lucky You Ranch, ABC, Hollywood 27, California. The network folks are going to deliver them to us.
I'll sure do that. Well, reckon I better meander along now. I got to go to work and get back to store and do some more fetching.
Well, just stop in any time you're passing by, Dink. Be glad to have you.
Much obliged. I will.
Hey, and don't forget that address to Dink for the toys. Lucky You Ranch, ABBC, Hollywood, 27, California.
I won't. Hey, Fred.
Lloyd.
Lloyd.
Yeah.
He sure talks funny, don't he?
Well, if that ain't the pot calling the kettle black,
I'd say that just about ripped it wide open. Say, Tommy Doss, here comes Betty, and I can't think of a better time for you to sing than right now. Can you?
Uh-uh.
Well, that's fair enough. Before you strain your voice with all this conversation, why don't you just go right ahead and sing, huh?
Rock me to sleep in my Rocky Mountain home, when the mountain breezes croon a lullaby. When shadows creep round my Rocky Mountain home, on a bed of pine I'll close my weary eyes. Let me dream once again of the wild wood and the thrill of my first love of childhood. Rock me to sleep in my Rocky Mountain home, where the mountain breezes croon a lullaby. I hear a whisper over the hill. I can't resist its charm, calling me back to someone who will cradle me in her arms, and then rock me to sleep in my Rocky Mountain home, where the mountain breezes croon a lullaby. Shadows creep round my Rocky Mountain home, on a bed of pine I'll close my weary eyes. Let me dream once again of the wild wood and the thrill of my first love of childhood. Rock me to sleep in my Rocky Mountain home, where the mountain breezes croon a lullaby.
I wouldn't have missed that for the world.
Say, Betty, you were going to get here in time for us to sing a duet.
Oh, well, you mean I'm too late?
Well, all the fellas tried to get me to take your place, but I told him you'd be along any minute.
We said what, Chug?
Well, you said something about taking somebody's place.
We said for you to take your place back in the cook shack, remember?
Well, I was only trying to do my bit, Kenny, but I can take a hint. Uh-huh.
Well, come on, Betty, let's sing it before he changes his mind, huh?
Okay, Lloyd, I'm ready.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in the winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in the winter wonderland.
In the meadow we can build a snowman
and then pretend that he is Parson Brown.
He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, ma'am.
But you can do the job while we're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire, to face unafraid the plans that we've made, walking in the winter wonderland.
A beautiful night. Jack Frost in the air.
A nice friendly breeze has blown snow in your hair.
The air, it's so crisp. Oh, on the night, it's so still. Say, Lord, let's get a toboggan.
Yeah, and
we'll go sliding down the hill.
Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we've made, walking in the wind of wonderland.
You two sure made a fine blender.
Well, thank you, Ken. Say, Lloyd, could I ask a great big favor of you?
Well, Betty, if I can do it, it's done. What's your problem?
Oh, it's not really a problem, but I was telling my pupils about that old Irish ballad you sang that night that, we were having the steak fry down by the river.
Oh, yes?
Well, I promised I'd ask you to sing it for them.
Well, I'll do it any time you'd like, Betty.
Well, would now be too soon? You know, they're all listening in on the radio.
Well, that'd be fine, Betty. The title of the tune is Minstrel Boy.
The minstrel boy to the war is gone. In the ranks of death you'll find him. His father's sword he has girded on, and his wild harp's long behind him. Oh, end of song, said the warrior bard. Though all the world betrayed thee, one sword at least thy right shall guard, one faithful heart shall praise thee.
The minstrel fell, but the foeman's chain could not bring that proud soul under.
The harp he loved ne'er spoke again, for he tore its chords asunder.
And said no chain shall sully thee, thy soul of love and bravery.
Thy songs were made for the pure and free.
I know you made my pupils very happy.
Well, I'm real glad we could do it.
Oh, my goodness. I almost forgot the most important thing of all.
What was that, Betty?
Well, as I was driving up from school, I saw a big truck working along the road.
I don't understand.
Well, I was in too much of a hurry to be sure, but I think it belonged to the telephone company.
No,
oh, no.
Fooling. Hey, gang, did you hear that?
Yeah,
Betty saw a telephone company truck down the road. I guess we're finally going to get that phone after all.
Well, I sure do. Hey, fellas, I'll tell you what let's do. Let's take a ride this afternoon down there and see what's going on, huh?
Hey,
do you think it might be in by Christmas?
Well, if they've actually started, I'd say there's a good chance, Shug. Why?
Grab, I could put in a call to my folks back in Chickasha, Oklahoma, where I was born.
That's something we'll all do if it's in by then. Say, we're just about to run out of time here, fellas. And, Hugh, is there a thought for today?
You bet there is, Lloyd. Do we have time for to read it?
Well, we're just a-fixing to take time. Who's it from?
It's from Mr. Capps in Spokane, Washington. And this is what he writes. Dear friends, I happened to be listening to your program the other day. It was during my lunch hour, and I heard your thought for the day. It was just fine, so that night I decided I would send along my thought for every day. Maybe you can find use for it. I work in an office here in Spokane, and it's always a busy place where everyone is pushing and they're shoving to keep ahead of their work. Well, I've noticed some of the employees get so busy they forget all the little courtesies that make life worth living. Mainly that of thanking people for favors done. So I checked myself and I found I had been forgetting to say thank you too. I know this doesn't sound like much, but when I started putting these words back in my everyday life, it was amazing what a change took place. And all for the good. You know, there's no end to the good it could do for all of us. Just think for a minute what could happen if everybody stopped pushing and started helping. You know, a little thing like that could even stop wars.
Well, you know, that man is so right. It almost makes you feel ashamed. Thank you very much, Mr. Capps. It really fits on December the 7th.
It sure does, Lloyd, and I'm going to take that one to heart myself. Say, have we time for a fast course or one more tune? Maybe?
I think so, Ken, if we jump right into it right now.
Well, we'll have to ride into this one because it's highways or happyways.
Highways are happyways when they lead the way to home. Highways bring happy days to the broken hearts that roam. And as you travel, you homeward to stay, 'cause highways are happy ways when they lead the way to home. Even tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. The tumbling tumbleweed.
Well, sir, once again, the old afternoon breeze down here on the Lucky U is making little leaf patterns under the cottonwood trees. That means it's time for us to end today's little visit. Remember, friends, we want to have the biggest, best Christmas of all time for our little friends who otherwise might not have a Santa Claus. So if you have any toys, either old or new, that you can spare, will you send them along to us? That address again is Lucky U Ranch, ABC, Hollywood 27, California. We'll put them all under the Christmas tree, and we'll have them all ready for that great big day of Christmas. You know, that telephone's going to make some big changes around here in the Lucky U. I wonder if it'll really be in by Christmas. Well, we should know more about that next week. And so until then, for the Sons of the Pioneers, Frankie Tex Messina, Betty Taylor, and all the gang out here on the Lucky U, This is George Putnam saying so long. This program came to you from the lucky you. Until next week, the lucky you. America sold on ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.